Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
That's not going to stop me from going down to the Pentagon and praying for our men and women. I just won't be participating in their formal function.
The idea that if we just be nice, we can build bridges and break down barriers is a Western notion that's based on an ignorance of what the vast majority of people in Islamic countries are taught.
Religious freedom and pluralism necessarily involve discussing, questioning, and even criticizing each other's religions or beliefs.
We need to hear from the pulpit that Christ saved us completely. He's not there to woo us. He's not there to show us how pretty he is. He's done the saving.
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm a Macintosh software engineer, and I love Issues Etc.
I know that there are parishioners, Christian parishioners all over, who would occasionally on a weekend hope that their congregation would do something like this, that the pastor would decide on one Sunday, just this Sunday, no church. We'll just cancel worship services. Now, this happens sometimes when the weather is inclement, when the church is flooded out, when the power isn't on, all sorts of reasons to cancel church. A local church here in St. Louis, a very large church, decided to cancel Sunday services so that the people could do community service. Cancel the church service for community service. We're going to be talking about it here in the first half hour of Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, May the 5th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. That's the subject, a St. Louis area church that has canceled Sunday worship services for service projects. And I want to hear what you think about it. Your questions, your comments, your ideas, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us @issuesetc, or you can leave your thoughts at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. That's the first half hour of the program today. In the second half hour, Pastor Paul McCain joins us. We'll remember, along with many Reformation Christians on this day, 16th century Christian prince. He was a prince and a ruler and an elector. That meant he had a hand in the election of the emperor in the Holy Roman Empire, Frederick the Wise, a major political figure of the 16th century Reformation, and he's known as Luther's protector. We'll find out why with Pastor Paul McCain in about 25 minutes. Dr. James Nestegen will join us in the second hour of the program. You might have heard about it on the news. It's all over the place. An openly gay pastor who had served at a congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the largest Lutheran church body in the U.S., was removed several years ago because he was, after all, openly gay. He's been reinstated. Things have changed in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and now he's welcome back into the pulpit at the altar. We'll have the story, and we'll see what Dr. James Nestegen of Luther Seminary has to say about it in the second hour of the program. Then we'll round everything off comparing the Gospel of Luke with other ancient historical writings. Shane Rosenthal, the White Horse Inn, will be our guest. Our call-in numbers during audio open lines for the first half hour. I want to know what you think about this congregation that decided to cancel Sunday services for community service. If your church decided to do the same, how would you react? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us @issuesetc, or leave your thoughts on this question at our Facebook fan page. We'll get that in real time as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you think about this? Other than kind of hoping on a Sunday morning when you're feeling a little groggy that pastor would cancel services, this church intentionally canceled church services so that the people, instead of going to church, could do community service. Let's find out more about this church that decided to cancel Sunday worship.
A surprising Sunday message at one of St. Louis's largest churches, a huge sign stating, "Don't go to church." It wasn't an act of vandalism, and there was no mistake. Here's Fox 2's Andy Banker with more details on why church members believe God will understand.
No worship today.
Feel weird.
It feels very weird to be in here and hear the echo and just not see anybody.
Empty pews, no pastor, no choir.
They wear purple robes, so you'd see a sea of purple up there.
Yet even with the Sunday silence at the Manchester United Methodist Church, there was a boisterous procession of praise. Only everywhere but inside the sanctuary. Baking cookies in the kitchen.
You got it?
Bagging lunches in the gym. Painting at the park. Sawing away at a daycare.
You know what? I kind of like it. It's a change.
So 3/8 off.
More than 1,600 church members working on 49 service projects, from feeding homeless people to sheltering homeless animals, from North St. Louis to Southern Jefferson County, with church services canceled for the first time anyone remembers.
No church. We're going out and being the church today.
Maybe by not going to church, they're doing a better job of showing everyone else why it is they go in the first place. Because it is one thing to pray the prayers. It is another thing to grab a saw and help answer them.
And when you get something physical in your hands, or you see something done, like a house painted or cookies in your hand, I think it makes you realize people are thinking about you. Just not in prayer.
And I'm sure we have people coming to church today that didn't get the message about what's happening and trying to figure out what's going on. So.
Sorry.
That was a bit of a hitch, about a couple dozen people showing up for services, but leaving with a chance to pitch in instead of just being turned away.
We got something for them to do.
Try 200 lunches for homeless shelters, 64 dozen cookies for area police and firefighters, and a front porch makeover at a daycare center for special needs kids. This congregation seemed certain God didn't mind them missing church.
I think he's with us on this one.
They couldn't have prayed for a better day.
We didn't go to church today.
Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
I think you call that, what, faith in action?
Yes, that's a great idea. I wonder if they'll do it again.
Yeah, maybe to catch on, right?
You never know. Other churches might join in.
All right, that's Fox 2 News St. Louis. If your church decided to cancel Sunday morning worship for service projects, doing 49 service projects on a Sunday morning instead of going to church, how would you react to it? Our call-in number and phone callers get top priority in questions and comments. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can Twitter us at IssuesETC. You can email us here in the studio, talkback at IssuesETC.org, or leave your thoughts at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. I wonder, is this time better spent? That's really the question, isn't it? Is it time better spent on Sunday morning for the people who would be sitting in church to be out in the community doing community service? 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at IssuesETC.org. Twitter us at IssuesETC. The pastor there said, no church today. Today we're being the church. We're out there being the church. What do you make of that statement? That being in church isn't being the church. Being the church is out there doing the community service projects. Being in church is something else, it seems. How do you evaluate that? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Email us talkback at IssuesETC.org. From Facebook, Peggy in Cibolo, Texas says, sad that they couldn't give 1 hour to God. God is blessed by the work we do for others, but we have 167 other hours in a week to do so, says Peggy. What about the rest of you? Now, let's be careful. When we go to church on Sunday morning, are we giving that hour to God? See, I think it's that kind of thinking that actually leads churches to cancel services to do community service, when they think that the hour spent on Sunday morning is an hour given to God. And it sounds like the pastor didn't think that's time it was as well spent if they're out there giving it to their neighbor. We're not going to be in church. We're going to be the church on this Sunday morning. That's Peggy in Cibolo, Texas. Let's see. Matt in La Crescenta, or it's La Crescent, Minnesota, says, completely absurd. This is faithlessness in action. We have 6 days a week to serve our neighbor through our vocations. It's hardly sanctifying the holy day to silence God's word and to deny God's service to us. He's making reference there to one of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, someone might say, we're keeping the Sabbath day holy. We're out there serving our neighbor. That's sanctifying the holy day. How would you react? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, May the 5th. Mary in Southern Illinois is on the line. Mary, welcome.
Hi. My pastor's head would explode when hearing all this because we are taught that we are not here to serve the Lord, nor do we go to church to serve the Lord, but to hear the word and to receive the sacraments. And nothing can take the place of that. For loving our neighbor, as someone else said, we have 6 days. All the things that they're doing, great. How about on Saturday? And invite some of those people we're helping to come to church with us on Sunday and go right back to work after lunch on Sunday or something, but absolutely not in place of the service, the divine service, ever. Thank you very much.
Well, Mary, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Southern Illinois. That's the question. If your congregation decided to do this, cancel church services on Sunday to do community service, if your pastor said, look, this Sunday, we're not going to be in church. We're going to be out there being the church. How would you react? 1-877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines Wednesday afternoon, May the 5th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Leave your comments for us at our Facebook fan page, just like sending us email, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at @issuesetc. And as I said, phone callers get top priority as we answer the question, what would you do if your congregation canceled Sunday service for community service? A local St. Louis area church has done just that. Pastor says they're out there being the church rather than being in church. Is this time better spent on Sunday morning? Your answers to those questions after this. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our community, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
So a local St. Louis church has decided to cancel Sunday morning service so that the people could spend that time in community service, doing all sorts of good things in the community. Nothing wrong with that. Do you think that's how Sunday morning ought to be spent, better spent? Doing community service, being the church as the pastor of Manchester United Methodist Church says, being the church rather than being in church. It's audio open lines. I want your answer to that question. You could email us, talkback at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Carrie is listening in Minnesota. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. Say, I'm a pastor with the ELCA. And I tell you, I get really frustrated with this whole being church business. Our job as church is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, repentance and forgiveness of sins through Jesus alone. Our service to our neighbor is what we do after divine worship. It gets very frustrating to hear that kind of stuff, and I guess it's even in the Methodist Church.
Carrie, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Minnesota. See, that's, I think, kind of the heart of this, is the question isn't whether or not Christians should be doing community service, or even whether Christians should be doing community service on Sunday morning. After all, Sunday morning is a couple hours long. You could do community service and go to church. It's not an either-or. But the either-or that is set up by this, we're going to be the church rather than be in church, is what troubles me. I'll have to think about that a little bit more. Carrie, thank you very much. Dennis in Michigan emails us. If a Lutheran pastor canceled church so that we could be the church, I would find a different and real church. Since this church was United Methodist, the concept of doing is preferable to receiving the gifts of the Lord provided in the divine service. If all you're going to receive in a worship service is a heavy dose of law with no real gospel, you may as well get busy with your good works. Although I question whether the Lord would view these activities as good work. I mean, they certainly help the neighbor. But that's a good question about that, good works. Thank you very much, Dennis. Well, right. If it really is about what you do, whether you hear it preached that way or the prayers, the songs, whatever it is, if you're going to church to do some kind of service, give something to God or to others, it really doesn't make any difference whether you're in church, if it's what you're doing, if it's all about what you're doing, or out of church, as long as you're doing something. If it's about you keeping busy, either with your church stuff or with your service to your neighbor stuff, then it really doesn't matter where you keep busy, does it? If that's what church is all about. From Facebook, Christopher in Royal Oak, Michigan says, it's the ultimate expression of purpose-driven Christianity, putting the law and the social gospel over the preaching of the gospel for the forgiveness of sins. Insightful, Christopher, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Well, purpose-drivenness does say this is, you're really here to do. You're not here to receive, not from God. It's all about what you do. I mean, that's what the purpose-driven mantra is. It's not about you, but in the end, it is really all about what you do. That's how you're going to be judged in the end. What did you do with Jesus? Those are Rick Warren's two big questions, remember? You read the book. What did you do with Jesus, and what did you do for my neighbor? What did you do is the only question he says in the end that matters. Thank you, Christopher. From Facebook, Edie in Wisconsin, I think it's okay, the church being the church. I'm sure that they won't be forsaking the assembly of themselves together, so why not? Is it an either-or? That's the question, because in this case it is. They canceled the services. And I don't think it's so much about one church canceling one Sunday service to do 49 community service projects. It's about why they did it, what they think of how they think of themselves as church, that may concern us. Let's see. Keith in Joliet, Illinois, via Facebook says, I think it says much about the church's underlying theology on church services. They see the service as only worship, our response to God, rather than as a divine service where we are refreshed by the gifts of God in the means of grace and respond with our offering of praise. Community service is great, but not at the expense of being refreshed. See, we're getting a little closer to the heart of the difference. It's a theological difference, isn't it? What you think Sunday morning is about. If you think Sunday morning is about what you do, then what you do and where you do it is really interchangeable. But if you think that the Sunday morning service is about what God does specifically through His Word and His sacraments, then you can't really trade one for the other. They're not interchangeable with one another, certainly not interchangeable. Jim in Evansville, Indiana, the church is not holding services in order to be the church makes me feel warm all over, kind of like I'm ablaze, he says. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Rick in Rockford, Illinois, replace a worship service some week with a community service. If a church has a pastor who's teaching false doctrine, then maybe the community service would be the better option. But as long as the Holy Bible is being proclaimed, then there's no reason to replace it with anything. Better still, the pastor should listen to Issues Etc. and improve his or her theology. Well, that might be time better spent. But again, it's never an either-or in that case either. Eric in St. Louis via Facebook says, I want to say one of our Lutheran churches in the St. Louis area does this at least once a year. The biggest question will no doubt be, do servant outreach experiences, that is, living examples, provide the equivalent of corporate worship and instruction, law and gospel, through the sermon? What of the holy sacraments, confession and absolution? Clearly, I'm thinking of this from the Lutheran perspective, and there's nothing wrong with that, Eric. What about moving services to another location where the outreach is being done? Serve the people with both the outreach and the word. Now, again, Eric's quite wise here. It's not an either or. If you can go to the trouble of canceling services, you can go to the trouble of moving services to wherever your community outreach is being done, wherever your community service is being done. Heather in St. Louis says, I think this place is congregants, good works, over and above God's gifts of word and sacrament. I wonder if this church follows Rick Warren's deeds, not creeds philosophy. Well, I don't know if they explicitly follow that, but it's certainly where deeds, not creeds leads, isn't it? If deeds over creeds is the mantra of the church, then Sunday morning, sitting in church, is time. Well, it's not being wasted. They wouldn't say it's being wasted, but they would say maybe time better spent would to be the church elsewhere rather than being in church. Being in church, you know, the deeds not creeds mentality says that if you're in church, it's kind of a necessary evil. You have to be there to kind of maintain, keep your gas tank full. But you really should, if you're there too much, if you want too much out of church, if you think you're there to get something from God, you're being greedy. They'll use those words. You're being greedy. You're being selfish. Rick Warren says you're about serving us rather than service. See, these ideas don't exist in a vacuum. And if you view church as kind of a selfish thing to do for Christians to do, to sit and expect to hear God's word and expect to have their sins forgiven and expect to receive mercy and forgiveness in the Lord's Supper and expect for God to do something for them. If that's selfishness in your mind, then it's not only time better spent to be out of the church. You really shouldn't be going to church. If you're really a good Christian, if you really are the church, you won't need that. Oh, you might need to have your battery charged occasionally, but do it on your own time. You need to be the church rather than be in church. That's the thinking here. And it comes down to the definition of the church. First of all, where do we get our definition of the church? We don't get it from ourselves. We get it from God's word. And what does God's word tell us the church is? God's word tells us that the church is his work in this world, where he gives his gifts. And as good as the works that we may do for our neighbor are, do we exchange our works for what he does? Thomas in Mississippi says, Ah, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things, but there is one thing that is needful, and Mary has chosen what is good. It will not be taken away from her. The words of Jesus himself when he was faced with someone who was all about the deeds and not the creeds. Travis in Wisconsin says, That 1 hour on Sunday morning, along with the other time during the week spent in Bible study and devotion, is very important for receiving the bread of life. Why not live out your faith in service to others the other 167 hours of the week? Worship in church on Sunday morning is service to others and to God at the same time. I would say it's God's service to you, which you cannot do without. And it's not selfish to expect it. That says Travis in Wisconsin, if I see someone in an emergency need on Sunday morning, I'm not going to leave him bleeding on the side of the road so I can get to church on time. Matt's listening in Seward, Nebraska. Matt, welcome.
Hi, I had a couple of thoughts about this. It really does expose people's fallacious view of God, which sounds so good. It's a fallacious view of God, a false view of God, which you were just explaining. And it's still a God who demands us to do something, to show how much we really care about him. And that's not what he does. He's done it all for us in his son, Christ. My second point, a more practical one. Why don't these people give up their vacation time? Instead of taking off church on Sunday, which most people have that day off from work, not everybody, but a lot of people do, take a vacation day on Monday, a paid vacation day that you might use to go to Disney World or do some other vacation, and go do community service that day. That would demonstrate love for the neighbor.
Matt, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. You know, there are a lot of alternatives here. And I'll say it again. If church is about what you do for God, what you do in any event, then you got to be as busy as you can possibly be. You can't waste time in church on Sunday morning. You got to be out there doing, because if Christianity is about you doing and getting it done and being busy, you can't waste a single second. Look, Sunday morning is not a waste of time, not even close to it. It's where God gives us what we absolutely need. Jesus, his son, crucified and risen for us, and with him forgiveness, life, and salvation. We can't do without it. We'll be right back to talk about Frederick the Wise. Pastor Paul McCain will be our guest. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Notre Dame, the flagship of Catholic universities, created tons of controversy last May. Its president, Father John Jenkins, invited pro-abortion President Obama to speak and gave him an honorary degree. Many Catholics faithful to their church's teaching on abortion peacefully protested but were promptly arrested, even an elderly priest. The controversy forced Notre Dame to reissue a strong statement on abortion just last month. But actions speak louder than words. The university still refuses to drop charges against the pro-life protesters, even though they've been dropped against others on campus. Those protesting against the military and in support of homosexuality have been let off the hook. Makes me wonder if the university is really pro-life.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.